You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We turn to the Sheva Brachas, Let's Head to Ksuvas, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. And at the top of the Amud, we already have mention of Borei Pri HaGefen, something that we discussed, on the heels of the opening Brach and the Birchas HaNisuin, the Hainu, the Sheva Brachas. After we recite the Borei Pri HaGefen, then we go into Bracha number 2. So again, let's look at it as 6 Brachas outside of Borei Pri HaGefen. So what's Bracha number 1? Shako Boro Lechvodo. Then Yotzer Adam, then Asher Yotzer Adam Metzalim Metzalim Dumas Tamanisa Viskan Lomimenu V'Chulei. Then so is Tosis V'Segil Akaro, and then Samech the Samach. We'll talk about the difference between Sosin and Simcha Mit Hashem. And when we get to Samech the Samach, we'll discuss the only other title, the only other choice appellation, branded upon the bride and groom outside of Chosin Mekala Chosin Imakalo, is Reyim Ahuvim. Rashi is going to tell us Reyim Ahuvim Zadzev, best friends, they'll love one another, and then we get to Asher Bora Sosim and Simcha. Why in the world do we need 12 different mentions of Sosim and Simcha, Chos and Kalagina? What's the Gila? Why then you have 12? And why then you have all these somewhat synonymous words to the idea of Simcha? And of course, why do we conclude Mesamech, Chos and Makala? There's a lot to talk about. So we have 6 brachas outside of the Borei Pri HaGefen, and we have to know what were they Masakein, these 6 brachas, can I get what? As to the Keren Ora, one of the Gedolei Achronim, writes as follows. If you take a look at the Gemara Yevamos, and he's commenting on the Gemara Yevamos, the bottom of Samach Beis, Samach Beis. The Gemara relates, Kol Shein Lo Isha, Ashori below Simcha, and below Brocha below Tova. The Gemara says that anyone who stays single, is a living, a man without a wife, is Shori below Simcha, without an emistik simcha, and without bracha, without tova, b'ma'arofa omri, in Eretz Yisrael they say, and dahainu they add on, below Torah, and below chomo, doesn't have Torah b'shleimus, and doesn't have the wall. The ish, of course, encircles the chosin 7 times, kilo figurative of what took place in Yericho, and wherein we encircled the wall 7 times and brought it down, and now she erects the chomo, i.e. the encircling of the chosin 7 times. Rabba bar Ula Amar below Shalom, and he adds Shalom. So we have without Simcha, without Brocha, without Tova, without Tyro, without Choma, and without Shalom. And you put the Gemara together in Yevamos, the bottom of 62b. The man without the woman is lacking in an open of Shleimus, 6 things. So writes the Keren Ora, I didn't see anybody say this outside of this Echon Migidole Achronim. Yesh lechavin shisha devarim elu keneged, ashisha brochas chasanim levad virchas ayayin. And why were they masaking 6 brochas? Again, there's a lot to the number 7. We've talked about 7 many times. And Amanda the Kalas encircling the chasan 7 times. And there's 7 days of Sheva brochas, 7 days of Simcha. Amanda the number 7 is one of the dominating motifs throughout the course of the marriage and the Sheva brochas. But adds the Keren Ora, that's why they were masaking Davka 6 outside Ribbe Geffen. Why? And because Bracha Rishon is Bracha Shako Bar Lechvodo. Avimu Bulo Isha, Ein Brioso Shlema, Ve Ein Yochel Avarachi, Kasser Homekol. In the end of the day, he's going to be missing what? The Bracha is not going to be Shole. So Lamaisa, that's Keneged Bracha. Below Tova, that's Keneged Berchas Yotzer Adam, because Lo Nish Lamo Yitziroso, Adasher Nasa Loeza. The Pasuk says, Embraces Parag Beis Pasuk Yitches, Halo Tov, Heyos Alam Noal, the first of only 2 times. And all the Chumash, wherein we encounter that unique terminology of not something that's Ra, but something that is Lo Tov. Amelo, once he got married, and it's initial ma yitziraso, then he has tova, and that's the tikkun of the lo tov, below choma, that's keneged birchas asher yotzer sodom etzamo v'iskulam amenu binyan adayad. And what is binyan adayad? A binyan, a building. He lo choma, he lo lahagin olav me'avera. She is now the building block. She's building a wall to protect, the shield, the husband. Me'lo keneged the tikkun. Now that he's getting married, he has a choma, and that's why the Masaki Hinskalom Menu Binyan Adayat. Below Simcha is Keneged Sos Tosis, Mesamech Tzion Bivanel. That makes a lot of sense the way we conclude the bracha. Mesamech Tzion Bivanel. So that's Keneged the below Simcha. Below Torah, which one is The bracha they were masakin keneged Torah, keneged bracha samech the samach reim ahuvim, kisamecha yitzircha beganeidim ikendem. And the Medrash Rabba in Brachos Rabba says, why was man placed into Gan Eden? The Avdo Lashomro, and the Avdo Zumitzma Sase, and the Shomro Zumitzis Lo Sase, Ki Taklis Asimcha, Hu Simcha Satayro, and the Yazra Solomo Torah Betaro Besimcha Slaves. I've quoted this Karen Ora a number of times, and then you see the what? The double Lashon, the Kfeilus Aloshon of Samech to Samach, is connected to Simcha Satayro. Why? Ki Taklis Asimcha is Simcha Satayro, and it's the woman who enables and empowers her husband to learn Torah, and betaharu besimchas leiv. And what is the ikar schus of the isha noshim and myzachion? Brochus yedzayin and aleph sota chafalef and aleph beagru benay lebe kinishta beasinu gavrayu be rabbanon venatrum the gavrayu al daasim be rabbanon. And they send the husbands and children off to learn Torah. Amela, that's the ikar schus of the isha. Amela, the woman helps him learn Torah. Now he has Torah b'shlei musa, and that's why they were masakin sameach to someone, because there is no simcha in the world alike the Simchas HaTorah. That's why we mentioned Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Shimshon Pinkus asked the question, why is it that the minhag olam is that when the chosen gets up by the Yufruf, what do? We start singing him down. We shlug him up. How can you shlug him up? Then we have the Mishnah on Perek Gimel and Perek Yavas. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Misha Holich B'derech V'Shone, Umafsik Mi Mishnah. So, the Omer, Elon Zeno, and Yer Zeno, Arei Malo Vakoski, the Meschai B'Navsho. You're in the middle of learning, and you're Mafsik, you interrupt your learning, even if it's for a good cause. What a beautiful tree the Abishter made. I want to be fulfilled the Abishter fashion. It's Kilo Meschai B'Navsho. Why? Because you're showing on. That's more important than the Torah I'm learning now. Al Chosin's getting up the shir to write Torah. What do? He's by the earth and we sing him with Mafsik Mimashoso. How do we interrupt him? Zogdash Shishapinkis Gavaldik. And because we're doing it to the Kavanah Torah, we're telling the Chosin, Chosin, no, the Gemara says in Yavama Saman Beis, Saman Beis, Ashari below Isha, Shari below Torah. Because it's only once you get married that your Torah is going to be Bishle Musa, and your Torah is going to be complete. So we're not doing the stomp to interrupt you and to make Chayzek to make the Divrei Torah B'Zayin Chalila Machas. We're doing it out of Kavanah Torah itself. We're doing it to be Mechavi the Torah. And we're saying, Reuven, you think this is Torah? Wait until you get married, then your Torah's going to take off. That's going to be Torah, so we can be Mafsik you, because we're doing it out of the Kavanah Torah. That's why we can be Mafsik you. So I mentioned that it was once listening to a brisker say a shir. He mentioned this to Shishon Pinkus. He says, I'm a kasha of Shishon Pinkus. That's all fine and dandy when it comes to the Yofruf. That's before the Chasana. But Kaya do, the minute continues even post the Chasana. And when it comes to Shema Brachas, anytime the Chosin gets up to speak, Meherod, Yeshama, way we sing him down. But now it's already post-marriage. Post-marriage, how can he go in and shlug him up? And he answered his own kasha. Everybody knows the Chosin doesn't have time to learn during Shema Brachas. He's got to take care of the kala. He's got to wear the apartment. He's got to get wallpaper, furniture. He's got to run to the Shema Brachas. He's knocked out of his mind. Any Torah that he sang over was Torah that he clearly prepared when he was still a Bachar. Amela, we're telling you, Aruvin, we know the Shtikot Torah. You were Machani. Now it's no bocher dikatayra, and therefore we can be mafsig it. Oh, but wait until the apartment gets settled, and then you're going to really learn. Then it's going to take off, and then about it, we don't interrupt them. So the minig is only by the ofruf, and then by the shever brachas. When you get married, that's when the Torah is bishlei musa. What's the only one remaining? Below Shalom, and that's Keneged Birchas. Shebora Ava V'Achmav Shalom V'Reyes. Why? That's the last one. Of course it's the last one. And because what's the last of everything? What's the end of Shmon Esrei? HaMavarachas Amo Yisobo Shalom. What's the end of Maseches Brachas? Hashem Oz Damotin Hashem Yibarachas Amo Yisobo Shalom. And what's the Siyum of the Mils of Gan Shas? The last Mishnah. And all of Shas Uktsin Perakim Mishnah Yerbeis. Arashim Achlaf to Omer. Lomot So Kurshua Chukli Masik Broccoli Yisrael El HaSholom Shirev HaShem Oz Damayite HaShem Yerachas Amo Yisrael HaSholom. Shas finishes with Sholom, because the end of everything is what? The Sholom. Achron Achron Choviv Abrochas Yerbeis Amin Alpha Koholach Achrachisum. And we know the most Choshev out of all the Brochas, obviously, because it's the longest, it's the biggest speaking part. Amanatus gives the biggest speaking part. It's the Siyum of the Milsa. It's the culmination of all the Brochas. And what is the culmination of all the Brochas in the world? Sholom. It all comes out to Sholom. If you have Sholom, you have Shlemus, you have peace, you have harmony, you have everything. And that's the whole idea. You have Sholom. And that's once he gets married, and then Mamelo, he has Sholom. And Alfina Hesaiti, that's Mamish Kishmak. Why? I mean, it's the last Madi Yomer in the Gemara. Is what? First we say Shori below Simcha, below Brocha, below Tofa, then below Torah, below Choma, Rama bro Ulamar, below Shalom. Now that you get married, the last thing you get is the Shalom. Now you get the Shlemos, and now you have the completion, the Tikkun of the Tov and the Tikkun of the Shlemos. Six Brochas. Keneged, the six things that you get once you get married, that's the Keraneira, Agavaldi Gemara Mokom. And now we start taking them apart piecemeal. We'll see out the Dishmai. Brocha number one, after Brit Pei Geffen. Sheakol Boro Lechvodo. Everything Hashem made, He made for His honor. So beautiful. What shaykhus to the chasana? What shaykhus to the zivug? What does that have to say about a chasana kala? Everything He made Lechvodo. So what in the world shaykhus? Shakoni Yebidvaro, everything that Hashem made. Shakoni Yebidvaro, yes, when we don't have a bracha miyuchedes, the kolayistik of bracha is Shakoni Yebidvaro, whatever God made. We always quote Rav David Karliner, some attributed to other sources. A Yid gets up in the morning and he or she makes a cup of coffee. How does a Yid start the day? You put in the bitter coffee grains, then you add the sweet sugar or the sweetener. It starts out dark, you put in the cream, the milk, and you make it light. Starts out hot, you put in some water, you put in the milk, the cream, and you make it warmer. And the end, you make it cooler. In the end of the day, Ayid starts the morning. He says, what? How do I start my day? Is today going to be bitter or sweet? Is it going to be hot or cold? I hate the weather. Does it make any sense? Minus 50 degrees, and then the next day, I'm almost out to be a summer day. Makes no sense, David. Whatever it's going to be, is it going to be hot? Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be dark, light? Is it going to be bitter? Is it going to be sweet? Whatever it's going to be today, it's going to be Shakoni Yebidvar. It's going to be exactly the way the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it to be. So we understand Shakobar Al-Khoda, whatever Hashem does, He does. That's a beautiful bracha to make when you get up in the morning. Whatever Hashem did, I'm starting out today, I'm going to observe Neflos Abore. Whatever Hashem did, He did it. What Shaykh is to the Chasana? Let's take a look at Rashi. Oh, and we're going to have questions. We'll see if we can get out of the first bracha tonight. Let's take a look at Rashi. Now, Rashi really comments on Sameach to Samach. So, we'll skip because Sameach to Samach, Rashi, after discussing Sameach to Samach, then gets back to the beginning brachas. Okay, if you have Aval, right across where you have the Torah Or, and Os Aleph, the Torah Or, and the Gilyon, in the inner glass of the Gemara, if you look just below that first Aleph, you have in Rashi Aval Shehakol Baro Lechvodo Eina Min HaSeder. Okay, so it's in Rashi, Dibur Maskil Sameach to Samach, and it's the line, it's about 15 lines down in Rashi. From the top, and the line begins Aval. If you have in the Torah Or, the Marmakim of Bracious Aleph Chav Zayin, it's right across from that parenthesis, Bracious Aleph Chav Zayin, the line is Aval Shakol Baro Lechvodo. 15 lines down in that Rashi. So Rashi was busy explaining why we have Bracha Smuch L'Chevretes, and then Rashi addresses the obvious. Amal Shakobar L'Chvodo Eina Min HaSeder. It's not Min HaSeder. It doesn't belong here. It's not really part of the Seder of the Brachas of Adi Shever Brachas. Ela L'Asifas Ha'am HaNe'asofim Sham Ligmol Chesed Zecher L'Chastei HaMokom Sheno Gimod Amarichin Shenasalu Shushbin V'Nes'asek Bo. Zogt Rashi, Shakol Baro Lechvodo really doesn't belong grouped together with all the other five brachas. Ela, so what are we saying it for? It's being done because we're seeing Asif Hassam. We know everybody gets together. Everyone gets together for a chuppah. Halacha lemaisik, suvus yedzayin aman alf, and it's paskin de lehalacha. Mevala tama Torah, lachanas is kalo, vayis ameis. I'm supposed to go on and leave for a chasana. You have to leave for a chasana at the end of the day. That is a gewaldige mitzvah, and we have to come together, so the nation comes together to celebrate the Simcha with the Chasen Mekalo. And what are we doing there? We're being Gomel Chesed. We're doing a gewaldige chesed, just like going to a Levi is doing a chesed in a Mesim with the family. We go to a Chasen, and we're doing a gewaldige chesed with the Chasen Mekalo, with the family, with the Baalei Simcha. So since we're getting together to do chesed for the Chasen Mekalo and the Baalei Simcha, that's a zecher to Chastei Amako, because what was the first chesed that Hashem did with all the Marishin? God became one of the Shishbinim. We know that a Chos and Kali get escorted down to the Chuppah. They have two escorts. Typically, obviously, it's the parents of the Chos and parents of the Kala, or it might be the two fathers and the two mothers. Again, if they're both alive, we always want to make sure to have two Shishbinim, especially by a first marriage. So what happened? Hashem was the Shishbin. Hashem is the one who escorted Adam down to Chuppah to get married to Chava. But when Hashem was involved in marrying off Adam Rishon, his creation, meaning, what are we coming together for? We're saying, Hashem, we want to be just like Him. Just like Hashem is Racham Achanan, we want to show that we emulate the ways of the Almighty, and we too are Racham Achanan. And really, the Gemara that's more no gaya, that's legabe, the emotions, the rikshe halev that we express, Racham Achanan. We have another parallel sugya. Sota Yadala Naman Aleph, and the Gemara says what? Achrei Hashem Alkechem Teilechu, and in Yinov Alachta Bedrachov, just like Hashem is Mevaker Chole, just like Hashem is Menachem Aveilim, so too in Maisim, we act out the Pulos HaChesed Doma to the Eberster. So just like Hashem was the one who escorted Adam down to marry Chava, and he was involved in marrying off Chava, we want to be like God. God did a Chesed with the first Chasen of Adam marrying Chava, so now we're getting together. Why are there so many people on a Chuppah? Because we want to be God like. And we're getting together to show what? We love our Hashem Yisbarach so much. And as a zecher to the chesed that Hashem did, we all want to get together, stop what we're doing, we leave our chasenes, and we have to get dressed up. Why again? Again, Baruch Hashem, you know, but in the end of the day, it's a chasen, it's a gevaldig simcha, and we come together to be gomel chesed, to come and give simcha to the chosen akalo, zecher to chasne yamakom. And that's a kovet, it's a mamela, the asif for the gathering of all of us, is a kovet amakom he. O brachasul the kach. And that's why they were masaking this bracha. You can have a kasha. So according to Rashi, just said, what's the bracha? L'chvon amakim, and what when you see the asifas ha'av? So when should you recite the bracha? All right, when you walk into the chuppah, when you see everybody there together, that's where you should recite the bracha. Kibalik, what is everybody here for? Azeichel lechaste amalkum, we're doing the same thing God did. And when He created Adam and Chava, so make the bracha back then. So Rashi bavarns that. Ein achanami. Mishas asifa, he ruuyu levarech. And you should have made the bracha ready when you walked into the chuppah room and saw everybody gathered together. Elami kemon sheish bracha lakos. But once already we're making a repair gefen, hiski kul esalcha olav, and then chas bound us to arrange all the brachas that we're going to make by the chasana on the coast. Why? Me did have a brachas pesamim, or brachas salom remotei shams, derin and yushami, and arvei psochim. Rabbi Mefazin, mechosu sojan ala coast. Rabbi Chia, mechansan hove yisham coast. And what do we want to do? Anytime you have a kosher bracha, you have a kosher berpe gefen, we always want to be gather all together, all the brachas together. It gives it a chashivas that what? We don't stop saying bracha, we say it ala coast. We say it al priya gefen. We're attaching it to a chalos of the chetza of a dabra of a kosho bracha. It gives it an added enhanced chashivus. So even though it was roy to recite the bracha immediately when you walked into the chuppah room, they said, you know what? Better to wait. Why? Let's wait until we first recite a berpe gefen, and then piggybacking on the berpe gefen of the kosho bracha, we're going to say all the brachas, including shakobar lechvado, and that's why we're going to start with that. Okay. So the fish ain't a mishar seder brachas, since it's really not connected to all the other brachas for kulo dachas, and it's all one hoda. The chosmu baba baruch, they weren't chaysim with the baruch. Why me didn't have your brachas peiros amitzus chaim brachas yotzadu shadikul yitzus of chule. And the end of the day, that is bracha number one. Shakobar lechvoda. So we have a question.
What is the makar for two people walking down chasen and kala?
Shishbina, even though they were starting, because real a covet and escorting is done ayidei shnei shishbina. Just like any time people do chesed, you find very often, getting escorted on both sides. It's a chashivas, choshev of people. Get escorted. A melech walks, because there was no other one besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only because less braver. There only was the Eberster could go ahead and act as one of the Shishbinim. And by the end of the day, a melech. A chosin is done with a melech, and a kal is done with a malka. Melech doesn't walk alone. He has people on both sides. It's a chashivas to walk on both sides. Mm-hmm. So we want him to be escorted by two people. Mm-hmm. The Ksav Sefer. As a tshuva, Jewish Ksav Sefer in Ebenezer, the end of Simon Mem Zion, he was asked the kasha. And sometimes you have chuppahs, and you don't have men clearly in one side, women on one side. Sometimes you have it Rebuvia. You have them mixed together. So we have a problem. Why? Because the Bach, the Bayis Chodesh, and the Beis Shmuel, and Ebenezer Simen Samach Beis, they both write, based on the Gemara Ksuvah Tav Chesem and Aleph, anytime there's an Irvuvia, there's people mixed, men and women, the genders are mixed, we don't make the Bracha Sheh Simcha B'Ma'ono. Why? Because Hashem's not so happy. If their genders are intermingling, what Sheh Simcha B'Ma'ono, Ma'on, based on Chagiga Yerbeis and Beis, is one of the seven heavens. So it's talked about Rav Huna and others. Why do we mention, out of all the heavens, out of all the Rakiyas, do we mention Ma'on? Ma'on literally means the habitat. Sheh Simcha B'Ma'on, no. There's Simcha in the dwelling place of the Englishter. Aye, so when the genders are mixed and people are misbehaving, then we don't say Sheh Simcha B'Ma'on, and that's how they pass in Allah Chalamaisa. If there's too much intermingling, no shesim mono. So they asked the Ksav Sefer, what if you go to a chuppah? If you go to a chuppah and you have everybody mixed, how do you recite Shekobar Lachmono? This isn't a kavata kodesh b'cho. If all the genders are intermingling at the chuppah, you walk into a chuppah when the men are intermingling and schmoozing with the woman, how can you recite Shekobar Lachmono? And he says, I'm going to be Mechalek Beinei. Shasimcha Ma'ono, you're talking about the Simcha of right now, right? Siksav Sefer. And the Simcha right now, Hashem looks down and he sees the men schmoozing with the woman inappropriately and the chuparu. You're not going to say Shasimcha Ma'ono, Hashem's not so happy. Amela, you dropped that brocha. Shakobar Lachodu is not from the Simcha right now, right? Siksav Sefer. It's that what we're doing now is to commemorate and the Gevaldike Kovet of what took place in the beginning of the Bria. So we're talking about Shakobar Lachodu, whatever Hashem created at the outset of the Bria, Shakol, everything that Hashem created at the beginning of Maisa Bracious, what Hashem did then is the Chodo. We're not talking about the Simcha right now, we're talking about the covenant of Hashem Yisrael creating the entire world. And therefore, he says, even though Avada might not be appropriate, Avada, we could still recite the Bracha Shakol Bar Lachmodo. Because it's not a stira, it's not contrary to the words HaKobrach, whatever Hashem created, the outset of creation, He created to give Him His honor, to give Him honor. Barasi lechodi barasif. Hashem did it for His covenant. It's Marakot Shemayim. See, even though right now Hashem might not be so happy, but it's not a stira to going back and saying what we're doing now is Zecher, like Rashi said, is Zecher too on the beginning of creation. We're going back. That's all the Mesechta Bavli as well. As we're going back to the beginning, we're talking about Mesechta Yom. So then it was Baruch Lechmono, and therefore it's not a stira. So Yisok the Ksav Sefer. I'll listen to this pshat from one of the free Yedek of Belzer Rebbes. A Rabbi Yisachar Domi Belz, it's bought, and a Kuntus Teferis Eliezer. And Rashi told us, what's the kovod? What's the Baruch Lechmono? That it's a kovod to Hashem when the nation, when Klai Yisrael gets together now, B'shas the Asif Asam, and we're celebrating, we're leaving our busy schedules, and we're coming to celebrate and emulate the ways of the Yebishter, and by doing the same way that Hashem Yisbarach was Malave Adam and married off Adam and Chava, we're now getting involved and we're marrying them off. That is what Rashi told us. Writes the Belzer Rebbe as follows. We know there are other people who are joining the chuppah. We might not be able to see them, but who are those other people? We know that the parents, grandparents, anyone who had passed away previously, anyone who's in Gan Eden. Now, people know this as a nice thing. Oh, they come down to the chuppah. If you look at the Lashon of the Zohar and Parshas Pinchas, and that's the Makar, that the deceased relatives of the Chos and Kala, respectively, come down Mashas the chuppah from Gan Eden. And now, we can't imagine it at this point in time. And we shouldn't know it until 120. But once you get to Gan Eden, ain't nobody ever want to leave Gan Eden. You never want to leave for anything. No matter how, I'm going to say, but it's a chasen. In the end of the day, a chasen is gewaldig, but it's not Gan Eden. And nobody wants to leave Gan Eden. Hashem pulls them out of Gan Eden, pulls out the deceased relatives and says, I'm showing you this nachas. Even though nobody wants to leave Gan Eden, there's no pain, there's no suffering, it's complete spiritual bliss, proximity, basking in proximity to the Shekhinah, and nobody wants, even for Geshmak a chasen, nobody wants to leave. And the end of the day, Hashem Kilu, Kavayocho pulls them out of the Chasano, and they have to come down and they have to see the children, the grandchildren, the great grandchildren, and the relatives come down. As stated in Pasuk in Vayichim, Emtes Chavtes, Hini Nesof El Ami. What do we refer to often in Chumash as a Miso? Ayakas, right? Venesof El Ami. Anesof El Avosai. Aloshin Asifas, Aloshin of Miso. Asa writes, Rav Yisachar Domi Belz, we have another Remez over here. Arashi is right. You know what? We're doing doing? We're making a bracha for the asifa. What asifa? For the nesafim. For those who already nesaf, those who already gathered to their forefathers in Gan Eden Shemaila. They already taken away from this world. They were the nesafim, because in Chumash nesaf means they already passed away. Those deceased relatives who passed away, they're already nesaf. They already brought in and gathered into Gan Eden Shemaila. So now Zok Debel, he says what? Now, Sofam and Shomas Melamalo, Shebom the Shtati, Pesimchas Tsetsa Eyam, and Mamela the Chvodom, Eskino Brochazu. And this broch is for the Asifa. I want Asifa, and not for us who are down here. And this answers the Ksav Seifus Kash. It doesn't matter what's going on down here. It's not for the covenant of this Asifa. I like the bells of rabbits for the covenant of the Nasofim. And that we observe, we don't see it, but we know the Neshomas of the relatives who already Nasof to their Mokom and Ganein and Shamaila. They're coming down, so we're citing the brocha alechavod of the nesafim.
Lechavodo.
It's a kol lechavodo of a kodesh baruch hu.
You are listening to BenStorah.com.
But it's celebrating, because anytime we have an asifa of Gemilas Chesed, that is a covenant, that's a display of the covenant. But it's not we coming together, it's the Nesafim, it's the Chvod, the asifa of those already Nesaf Elavim, and they're coming down to go ahead and participate in Mimashtate. And that's also a covenant of a Kodesh Ruch, that they're coming down. Yes, Hashem brought them down, but just like we are coming to do what Hashem did, they're coming down to be Gomel Chesed. They're willing to now be, they're being pulled out, but they're leaving their Gan Eden because they too want to be Mishtatev in the Chesed. So it's still similarly be understood, like it's Rashi. It's still the Chal, no, it's
still they're coming down to give Kavat HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Give Kavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Emes. So it's still going to be for the Kavat of the Borei Olam. And that's Brocha number one, Shekol Baruch Lechol. Okay, so that's why we recite that one. That's the first bracha that's mentioned. We move on to bracha number two. Everything Hashem created for the covenant of the Borei Olam. Number two is V'yotzer Adam. Hashem created Adam. We have Yotzer Adam. We have a kasha. What's the kasha? Here we're saying Boloshin Chiyuvi. It's Gevaldik. Hashem created Adam. Hashem created Adam. Is that Gevaldik? What's the problem with that? Why are we thanking Hashem for creating Adam?
He was by himself.
But more than that, even Adam by himself, you're right, he's not Bishlemus, but the Machshom is still to be Mashlem him. But what are we paskin? Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, excellent. We have a Brisa at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Erevin, Tanur Rabbanan. We're talking about Machlekes and Beis Shammai Beis Hillel for 2.5 years. Nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Halalu Amram Noach Lo Ladim Shelo Nivra Yosef Mishenivra. It's better the man was not created than having been created. Halalu Amram Noach Lo Ladim Shenivra Yosef Mishelo Nivra. Better that man was created rather than not being created. How did they come out to the Maskon after 2.5 years of debate? Nimnu Vagamru, they came to the conclusion that Noach Lo Ladim Shelo Nivra Yosef Mishenivra. It's better that man wouldn't have been created. I'm meaning what? Not to be here in this world, the Marshal explains, because there are a lot more Averis than you have mitzvahs. There are Ramach mitzvahs, Asay, and there are Shasal mitzvahs, Los Asay. So many more Averis and so many more chances of messing up. Better Hashem should have just put us right away into Gan Eden. But Asher Shenivra, now that we are created, Yefashay Shemaisav, Amr Lo Yemashisav, better search your ways, scrutinize your ways, fix up your ways, different schools, etc., and make sure to be Masakin yourself. But how do we come out? And this is a big Shaila. Why do we celebrate birthdays? What do we celebrate? Yes! I'm another year older. What are you celebrating? It's better than you shouldn't. And this is a big shine that we discussed in a birthday shiur. And why in the world should we ever celebrate a birthday? In the end of the day, and not only that, you're 1 year closer to Misa. What are you celebrating? You're 1 year closer to Misa. That's something to celebrate. So what's the whole Indian of a birthday? That's a separate shiur. Akoponim. And we have four different answers to this kasha. What's the kasha? Afregdus Fasemes and Aldus from Ger, Rishloma Kluger, Arugas Abosim, Echole. And why are we making a bracha? Yotzer Adam. It's Gemalik Hashem created Adam. Hashem, you shouldn't have created us. We came out after 2.5 years of debate. No Chlodo, Shalom Nivra. Not only that, we have a famous Bach. The Bach raises this idea of the Bach is in Hilchos Berachos Hashachar Nor Chaim Simben Vav. And writes the Bach, V'yish Maksha, Amai lo tiknu levaruch sha'asani Yisrael, kechol sha'ar brocha sheniskenu, ala chesed sha'asa b'poel, sh'nasan l'leiv bina, mal b'sharume, pokech iver mechein kulam. And why in the world do we say shalom asani guy? Why say shalom asani guy? Isn't it great that Hashem made us a yid? The bracha should have been Frek the Bach Shasani Yisrael. And why do you say Shalom Asani Guy? I think, not only that, what happened to the Hagbalat HaLashon, the parallel structure and linguistics? It should have been what? Hashem is Malbashar. Hashem, we say what? Mechem Etzadi Gavir. Hashem is Asli Kotzarki. Spokech Ivrim. He is Malbashar. All these things are active. So say what? Asani Ki Yisrael. Asani Yisrael. Why is it Shalom Asani Guy? Why both in Shlili in the negative? Writes the Bach Mefarshim. A derech maimam rabbeinu, erevin yud gimlam at beis, noach lo l'adam shalom nivra misha nivra. Amela, it's better that we weren't created. V'zei yichavim nebrochas elu kolomar, mi'itin shalom asani. And what are we going to say? Yes, thank you Hashem shasani Yisrael. What do you mean? It would have been better that I wasn't created. And that would have been the best that I should have gone in. My neshama should have gone right away into Gan Eden. So I shouldn't have been created. I'm not going to thank Hashem shasani Yisrael. I'm going to say better that he shouldn't have made me. But after shasani, now that he made me, and now I'm going to thank him, at least he didn't make me a guy. At least he didn't make me a guy. I want a Shasani Yisrael, because I shouldn't have been made at all. I should have gone right into Gan Eden. And now that he made me, then what? Shalom Asani guy. Then the Mach goes on, he says, really ain't Kankushya. If you're going to say Asani Yisrael, you wouldn't be able to go and make other brachos. He has his own Mahalach, the Bach. But that's what he writes. Legambi Shasani Yisrael. Amela, we have a Kasha, Frektis Asamas. So why is it Yotzer Ha'adam? And why in the world is it Yotzer Adam? It's not Asani Yisrael. It's Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. So why are we thanking Hashem? Yes, you made Adam. Kasha number one. Rosh Shlomo Kluger asks another Kasha. And why is it Yotzer Adam? What should it have said? What's the difference between Adam and Adam? Gemara says in Yevamah Samachalaf Amar Aleph, Atem Kriyim Adam, Vein Umas Olam Kriyim Adam. We're called Adam and Umas Olam are not called Adam. Taisa says we have many places in Tanakh that the Umas Olam are called Adam. Ela what? What's the difference? Writes Taisa. There's a discrepancy between Adam and Ha'adam. Adam, Atem Kriyim Adam, Vein Umas Olam Kriyim Adam. Ha'adam includes the guy. Some sofer and others explain why. What's the difference? But in Signon, in the Lashon, in the style. But Ha'adam means even a guy. Ask for Shlomo Kluger and Drashus. Why is it Yotzer Ha'adam? What are you talking about that? Hashem created everybody. It should be Yotzer Adam. They created Jews. What do we have to mention the guy for? So let's start with this Rasemis. So Rasemis says, Givaldic. What's the first bracha that we recited? Shakob Baruch Lechvodo. Amela what? Ein Echanami, it's better that man wouldn't have been created. But since Hashem created everything Lechvodo, Amela what? For man, it's Noach Lo Shelo Nivra, it's better that we weren't created. But for the covenant of Hashem, Ein Melech Bloam. Having people who can be Marbeko Shamayim, now that there's a nation of Kaiso, it's not better for us, but it's better for the Rabbanu Shalom. We're here to be Marbeko of Hashem in the world. Asein Echanami. Zogdus HaSemes, we can't say Ayotza Adam by itself. It doesn't stand alone, but now that it's piggybacking on Shakob or Lechvodo, everything Hashem made us first covet. Now that we recognize everything Hashem made us first covet, then we can thank Hashem for Yotzer Adam. Why? Not for the Gvalda kind of Adam, not for the benefit of Adam, because it's better for Adam that he wouldn't have been created. Should have gone right into Gan Eden. He could do more mitzvahs than mitzvahs. But for the covenant of Hashem, it's better that there's a Matzias called Klai. So that's the answer of the Sfasemes. Writes the Aruga Sabosem, another Hasidic Rebbe, Pashas Yisroel. Similar idea, that once we set the tone, starting with Jacob or Lechvodo, Ein Echanami, it's better for man not to have been created. But once we set the stage, you have now a new mindset. Shakob or Lechvodo, you started out the Shever Bachas. Yes, everything Hashem did for us covet. Once you have that mindset, writes the Arugas Abosim, then what? And now your focus is going to be, my focus is on the Abishdor and it's not on me anymore. And Taisus is bothered by an apparently conflicting Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zardaf, that it seems to be good that we were created. Taisus' second answer is Inami. Hacha Ayri Bistam. stam b'nei adam. A regular person, it's better that you weren't created. Aval tzadik, ashrov v'ashrei doro. Tzadikim, of course it's great that tzadikim are created. And tzadikim are lighting up the world, they're illuminating the universe, they're going to get incredible schar because of all the mitzvahs that they did. So writes the Ruchus Abosim in Parshas Yisrael, Ashakov l'chodi, you go into chuppah, now what? You're thinking, it's not about me. It's all about covenant of Hashem. So right now, you're a tzadik. Right now, you're a tzadik. Right now, just like the Gemara Kedushin, if you're Maharim the Tshuva, raise a tzadik, Gomer. When you go to a chuppah and you wear Shakobar Lachmano, that now sets the tone and gives you the mindset, oh, what am I living for? I'm not living for my own covenant. I'm living for the covenant of the Borei Olam. So the Sas Emesis Hesber was that for Hashem's covenant, it is better that you were created, not for your own covenant. Baruch Samosim is no, once you recognize that all of life is for Hashem's covenant, now for right now you become a tzaddik. Oh, you're a tzaddik? Then for you it's no chlosh and nivra. Attack was, Taisa says, for the tzaddikim, it's better that tzaddikim were created. So now that you changed your mindset, you're paying attention. That's why you have to be in a chuppah. You got to pay attention. If you're talking, you're in big trouble. The only way we can recite the Yotzer Adam is because we listen to Shema Kona Kobar Lechono. Our mindset is one of living for the covenant of Hashem. So right now, we're Yotzer Adam. Right now, it's all Gishmak. That's the Arugas Abosim. Writes the Leif Simcha. And the Leif Simcha is Rav Simcha Buna Miger and Mamish Geshmak. He has Shtiklich on a Nyani Nisuin at the back of Leif Simcha and Sefer Devarit. A lot of Shtiklich on Shever Brochus, on a lot of Nyanim of Chosin getting forgiven for Zaveris. And he has an interesting Hara. Says, if you take a look at the Rambam Menuchas Brochus, when the Rambam writes these Brochus of the Brochus Nisuin, he interestingly enough has Yotzer Adam first and then Shakobar Lechodim. Now, Minastam, why does he switch around the order? Because L'chaira, if you say Shakobar L'chvodo first, and Lav Davka is at Kolel, Yotzer Adam, we want to say Shakobar L'chvodo. Dehainu Hashem is Yotzer Adam, and every Chelik of Maisa Bereishis, Dehainu, after you went through all the creations, including the last, the climax of creation, which is the creation of Adam and Chava, then Shakobar L'chvodo. But if you say it first, and then Shakobar L'chvodo, everything else Hashem made is L'chvodo. Now he was Yotzer Adam, that wasn't Hashem L'chvodo. You should first talk about the Yetziris Adam and finish all the Yetziris, and now talk about Shakobar L'chvodo. So the Rambam switches around the order. But we don't have that order. Halach l'maaseh, we don't paskin like the Rambam.
Why?
He says, Tzarech Tav, the Rambam and Sfor L'chora makes sense. So he says, why? So he says, let me bring from my relative the Sfas Emes. Now we just quoted the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says, I know close to the number, what are we saying, Yotz Adam? But when we're Maktim Shakobar L'chvodo, so then we could say Yotz Adam because we're living and doing everything for our Kodesh Baruch Hu's covet. Amelo, he says, that's why, like the Sfas Emes, we have to say it in this order. Because the Sfas Emes told us we shouldn't be making Yotzer Adam. Because Noach Lo Adam Shalom Nifra. The only reason we can make it is because we first recognize and state it overtly, Shakobar L'chvodo, for the covet of Hashem. So that's why we have to go in this order, because we can only say Yotzer Adam if it's going on the heels of Shakobar L'chvodo. That's what the Leif Simcha writes in the name of Sassamus, but then he says his own shot. Odi Yishlomar, Denoch lo l'adam shlo nivro mishenivro, hu achar chet Adam Arishan. When did they paskin? After Adam Arishan sin, then it's better not to be in this world. Ava chosin, shemoch lo noa kovanos, ava chosin akala, we know the Yishami bikurim gimel gimel, gets a given full of essence, and samashma kol avanoso, even that piece of Adam that he had inside him. That's responsible for the chet. He goes back to Adam, kodim a chet. You know what, we could say Yotzer Adam only because in the Chos and the Kala they get forgiven for all the Averis. So they're like Adam Kodem Achet Avad. If Hashem created Adam Kodem Achet, it was good that they were created. Now that Adam and Chava messed themselves up and they messed up the world, now we paskin post Achet, we paskin no Kolosh Lo Nivra. Avad writes the Leif Simcha Avad Avad, when Hashem created Adam and Chava perfect, had they stayed perfect, that would have been the Tachlis Abriya. Amela, when a Chos and gets forgiven for all of his Averis, he goes to Dargis Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, just like Chayisu. Since he's like Kodem Achet and Gam Chalka Bechet Adam Rishon, Lachem of Orchem Bechers Yotzer Adam Amela, that's why we could say the Yotzer Adam, because he's like Dargis Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. That's the Leif Simcha. And now finally, Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger is the only one I so asked that Kasha. Yotzer Adam includes Goyim, it should have been Yotzer Adam. Why is it Adam? He says, you know what we're talking about? We paskin no achlo shalom nivra. What does that mean? That means when a neshama came into the world, it's better than the neshama had gone instantly, immediately into Gan Eden, and it shouldn't have been attached to a goat and come down into this world. But what? And now that we're all gagulim, lemaisa, we're all gagulim, our neshamas have been in this world, and now we're all parts reincarnated souls, so it's a good thing that we were created. Why? Because now we have the opportunity to be misakin the mistakes of the past. So the first person who had the soul way back when, it wasn't good. He sinned. He messed up. So it's better that he had gone to Gan Eden. But now that he messed up and the soul reincarnated into all of us, then it is an auction of why? Because if we wouldn't be created, this soul wouldn't have a chance for a tikkun. All right, so Shlomo Kluger, he says, that's Adam. Adam doesn't mean to a Klugayim. It means Yotzer HaAdam. Yotzer, the person who was Haya Adam, who already was in the past. If that's why we say Yotzer Adam, the original Yotzer Adam, it's not a good thing. No Achlosh Lo Nivra. But now that your first Neshama messed up, we're going to say all those people, which is the vast majority of the world, who are now coming out Zgilgal to be Masaki in the Chatam of a previous person, and now it's Noach Shenivra. About everyone's going to agree it's better that you were created, because we need a tikkun, and the tikkun has to be achieved in this world. So Yotzer Adam, thank you Hashem for being Yotzer. Amisha Haya Adam, someone who once was an Adam, and now he's recreated anew, he's a Gilgal. So if you're Shlomo Kluger, mainly we have to recite the Yotzer Adam. And then we talk about Yotzer Adam Mitzamo, and that's going to be talking about now what? Not just the Yetzirah of Adam beforehand, and now Yotzer Adam Mitzamo, Tzelem Demustaniso, and he gave man a binyan adayan. Rashi says, what's a binyan adayan? Binyan noeg ledoros v'chav v'kari dey binyan al-shem v'yivin es etzela embracious v'yivin es etzela. That's how we know she was endowed with binyan seira gemar nidim mameyim at beis. So she is a binyan adayan abrochat to Hashem yotzer adam, the complete adam, and that's the adam with chava by his side, the ezer kenendo, and that's when you have the shlimus of the bria. And we pointed out, not coincidentally, what is the isha? What's a binyan adayan? She's a binyan ledoros through having the Isha, and now and only now could he perpetuate and continue mankind. So the it's very good, because what do we call the Isha? Reya Mahuvim, they're best friends. Reya is always spelled in Chumash without a Yud. What's Reya? Reish Ayin. Reish Ayin is Gematria 270. Why is she the best friend? Only together can he now produce children, and now continue the entirety of the world. Hey Rayon Imakolal is Gematria 270. A pregnancy is Gematria 270. And better yet, a Binyan Adayad. Who is the Binyan Adayad? The Reya. Binyan Adayad, the Fianias Daiti, is exactly Bidiyuk 270. The Isha is the Binyan Adayad, is the Binyan Ladora. She's the Reya. And through the Hey Rayon 270 Imakolal, she is the Binyan Adayad. She's helping you build. And so it's all coming together. So let's just take a quick look, and we'll end with this, the Chassam Sefer. Take a look at the handout and read the Chassam Sefer together. Why is that? Two separate brachas. One, creating man. And then bracha number two about the Yetzirah is creating Chava together with Adam, and thus being Mashlim, Adam, and Chava. And we have the two together. So, right, the Chassam Sefer as follows. The bottom paragraph on the right-hand side. But Selim Demus Tam Niso. Arot Salomar. What's with Selim Demus Tam Niso? Why do we have to mention in the bracha? We saw talking about Yotzer Adam. We just spoke about that. Now Yotzer Adam. But Selim Tzelim Demus. What do we have to talk about? But Saminu Kin Maseinu. That we are fashioned in the image of God. Just tell me you created Chava. And now Chava with Adam is now Shlomo of the Tzuris Adam. What do you have to mention? That we have created in the image of Hashem? Writes the Chassam Sefer, Rotzalomar, Shabarok Hashvachu Yechidi, Hashem created man alone as one unit, Afabi Shekvar Olam Amachshav Lebar Shnayim, even though Hashem was planning on separating Adam and Chava, so why did He create them originally as one? We know Zohar Nekeva Barah, and the Gemara is going to say later on, and Baruch Hashem Achalaf as well, so they were created as one androgynous being, and then they were divided into two, and now they have to come together. So the Vilna Gaon and the Malbim already point this out, as does Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver and Rosh Hashiach Yitzchak. Notice how all the animals of the world came in as a Zachar Nekeva. Every animal came in as a male and a female, and that's how they went into the ark as well, as a male and a female. All right, so you always have pairs. Everybody has pairs. The old joke, right? Did Noah go fishing when he was on the ark? Of course he didn't go fishing. He only had two worms. I had nothing to fish with. You can't go in and kill the two worms. Question is, why did he allow the flies and the mosquitoes on the ark with him? They were part of the curse of Radama. I should have killed them. There were only two mosquitoes to catch. You had all these days to kill the two mosquitoes. What do you do? Why'd you let them stay? He said, this, what's the most dangerous creature in the entire world? A mosquito. Kayadua. Through all the science books, they carry more diseases than any other creature. Everything. Titus, Arasha, Yitush, the gnats, mosquitoes, the Medrash Rabbah says that's part of the curse of Arura Adama. So every creature comes in the Zohar Nekeva. Writes the Gra, Rav Yitzchak has a cover of the Malbim, that man and woman have to know the job is Vahayu L'Basar Echad. They got to become one. So Hashem says, this is the Kavanah Sabriya. They can become one, and then I'm going to separate you into two, and now you kind of got to come back as one. Actually, I mentioned Rav Avraham Rivlin says, what's Kashan L'Zavka Kriyas Yamsef? What's difficult? Nothing's difficult. And you know what's difficult? Hashem says water belongs together. The fact that I have to separate water, even though it's to do a miracle, water belongs together, explains Rav Avraham Rivlin, the Mashkiach of Kerem Yavne. I have to separate something that belongs together. Hashem says, I made two halves of a neshama, a zachar and a kev, an ish and an isha. I have to keep them separated for 20 years, for 22 years, for 25 years, 30 years. I have to keep them separate. They belong together. Hashem is waiting patiently, kaveyachol. Ah, that's what's costly. That's what's difficult. That I have to keep something that belongs together apart for all this time. That's what's difficult for the Eberster. So why did Hashem create us? He wanted to show us this is the ideal. This is the utopian state. You belong one, and then he breaks us apart. So Sofer adds another nekuda. And what's the idea? Mekomokim nechon adam v'chiboso baruach and why? Shayamamish betzelim elokim sheinaziv agnifrin men. Just like God is one, Hashem says, I'm going to show you how much I love you. I'm going to make you as one to show you that I'm fashioning you in my image. Just like I, God, am one, I'm going to make you one so that you will be mamish just like me. After I made you one, then I fashioned Chava, I separated Chava from Adam, and wrote Salam Rabinian, I'm a Kayim, I'm in Adayat. Now I'm going to separate you into two, so you together can perpetuate Homo sapiens for all of history. And what's this idea? Hashem says, I'm going to change my machshava. Because I love you so much, I want you to become two. So why am I making you as one? The job is to become two and to procreate and continue the world. Why am I making you as one? Because I love you so much, I want to make you in my image. And to show you how much I love you, just like I'm a sense of oneness, I'm going to make you a sense of oneness. Mm-hmm. And that's Chassam Sefer. So why did Hashem do that? And why did he separate them? Why not just leave them together and have them together procreate and produce a child? Nearly mishum shalorotzo kershul sheyazivik hakadosh gorim piruda. Because if the whole idea was to fashion us like God, then what? Then you can have the androgynous being of man and woman produce a child who's going to exist out of them. Das haya echad v'hayim esdaving mineu bay umolid vlad hanifren mimenu nimtza hazivik gorim piruda v'lo haya zemidugma shalomala shazivik gorim tevikis v'yachtos. Hazivik is all about achtos. What are you going to do now if I'm going to allow you to stay as one androgynous being, and you're going to procreate in that fashion, however that was going to work, then you're going to produce a child who exists out of you. That means a zivug, which is Kaddish, is now producing a Dover Nifrod. You're producing a child which is going to separate from that sense of Akhtos, which is going to be antithetical to what it means to follow in the way of God. Mm-hmm. Therefore, what did Hashem do? Hashem says, I'm going to continue the Tzameinu Kinvaseinu a step further. What am I going to do? I want to make it be Dugma Shalamalo, that the Zivag is Gorim Devekis and Aftas. So what did Hashem do? Aval Hashta Haziva Gorim Aftas. Why? Hashem says, I'm going to separate you. Now that I separated you, you, the husband and wife together, Mizdavgim Beis Rechokim, two separate people will come together. V'ayideh HaVlad Hayu L'Basar Echad. By the two separate people producing a child, that's going to bring them closer together. Dehainu, if man and woman remained one androgynous being, you got to chop this. If they remain one androgynous being, then what? That would have been gavalik. They're just like God, a sense of oneness. But you have to be mamshich the min vayter. You have to be able to procreate, and that means when the two beings as one created a child, that child now is a period. That means a zivuk, which is holy, created a period, which is antithetical, which is following the ways of God, because God doesn't do something that's a period. Hashem says, I'm all about achdus. Hashem is echad yachad miyuchad. So Hashem says, that's why I'm changing my mind. What am I doing? I'm making you like one being to show you. You're supposed to be like two that come together. I'm making like one, just like I'm one, you're going to be one. Why can't I leave you that way? Because once you produce the child's going to separate from the zivuk. So before you have the child, I'm going to separate you. That's not such a good thing. No, because the child's going to bring you back together. Once you have the child, that's going to take the two separate parts and bring you back together as one. Mizdavgim beiz rechokim, ayidei avlad hayu lebasar echad, ameila, that's going to model the way of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You are doing God like, you're doing what? Taking things apart and bringing them back together again. And interestingly enough, he adds a parenthetical point. Is that Tom Issen, Yisrael, why relatives not allowed to get married? Because they're already Basarecha. The Maral says, why are brothers and sisters called Ach Achot? They share the same Shorash as Echad, because there's no closer relationship in the world than siblings. Siblings are Ach Achot Echad. They're Mamish one. They share the same flesh and blood. Amela, they're already Krovim. Vahaya Hasiva Gorin Kitsas Pirit. That's going to cause, if the brother and sister are going to get married, and why is it forbidden? Didn't he grant the Mitzad Echad Meskar V'yosar Yeshu Yidu Basar Echad? Granted, they're going to take a level of Kir Kurva and make it even closer. Ayidei producing the child. Mikamokim Yegam Kin Richok Ayideim Kigon Emhani Achmi Achot. Let's say a brother and a sister hadn't been forbidden, they got married, and they would produce a child. Yanolan Maj. Because then the child is going to be a period, because the child's not going to be on that same level, because it'll be benachoso, ubenachiv. And now this child is what? Is the child of your sister, is the child of your brother. So that child that you produced is a more distant relationship than the one you have now. When two separate people get married, that's the tachlis of Bria. Take things that are separate and bring them together again. That's the tachlis of Bria. That's an isser of Arias.
They say that they were born with a sister and they married each other.
Yes, so again, that's pre-Matan Torah. Things, the Ikr Kavana comes out post-Matan Torah. Pre-Matan Torah, when you didn't have all the people, that was a different Kavana, but Chuli, the Arayas weren't also pre-Matan Torah. They were only also post-Matan Torah. Well, that's in a nutshell the first three brachas.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.